You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, all right. We've got Gil Deser here. He's my favorite star of Million Dollar Listing.
Ooh, not a star.
Oh, listen, bro. I was waiting for you to say you're fired. That chick didn't know what was happening there.
I did fire at the end of the show.
I know, right? But you didn't say you're fired. I think you said you're not renewed.
Right. I told her she should probably go find another job since she doesn't know what she's doing.
Well, she proved that on the next episode when she hired a boat to make $35,000. But that's another discussion. Right. So, Gil, welcome back. You're the man. I was telling everybody that I first became aware of you guys with Deserland, with the Holiday Inn, which you've since sold to somebody else.
Yes.
You took the money off the table on that one to reinvest in the Super Lux, I hope.
Well, you know where the reinvestment went.
Yeah, tell me.
We bought the Intracoastal Mall in the Aventura area.
I know. My favorite piece of real estate in the whole world. I saw Jaws on 170, so I saw something else good there, though.
Okay.
But it was great. So you got the Intracoastal Mall, so you're coming to the mainland. What's going on?
Well, we looked at the Intracoastal Mall as an opportunity. It was 27 acres in the middle of an area that has tremendous amounts of high-rise condos and people living there, and so it was a natural mix for us.
Yeah, I'm trying to use my GoPro here. I just got one, so I don't know how good it's going to work, Gil, but we'll give it a shot. If nothing else, we'll have a good time and some laughs with that. But the real big news to me is you just came out, you're doing the Hyde, you're doing the Armani, Cesar Pelli, Starkitect, beyond Starkitect. That's a god ticket. I don't know what you say. That's a god ticket.
He is a god architect. He is his buildings that he's done around the world have been bar none.
They're amazing.
Right.
Is this where the rest of the billionaires in the world are going
to
live?
I mean, you know, to the higher end buyer, the more sophisticated buyer, they're looking for the architecture. They're looking for that little extra in the building. And, you know, I thought with the Armani brand that we have on the building, we don't necessarily need it. But my partner, George Perez, wanted to use them. So I said, sure, let's go. Let's do it.
I think it's awesome. And your partner, George Perez, tell us a little bit about that. You're partnering with the Related Group as you expand your footprint.
Well, you know, we had a relationship with them in the past. We partnered with them on Ocean 2, on Ocean 4, and then on Trump Towers on the last cycle, and everything worked out very well. We had a great partnership, and so there's no reason not to continue.
So what's going on? You know, I've noticed that there's a kind of a dearth of good offering product at the Super Lux level, even with you guys coming out. So you guys must be going very strong and doing some great things in all your sales departments.
I mean, yeah, the Porsche Design Tower is fortunately 90% sold out. We have 12 units left in that building.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we're doing very well there. And then we launched the Armani Casa, Residence by Armani Casa. And we sold in 1 week, we sold about 80% of the building, 220 units.
Wow.
And we're just killing it. It's unbelievable.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Well, high five to your sales team. Yeah. Now you have an in-house sales team, but you also work with brokers on it, right?
Right. We have our in-house team, but we're open to all the brokers in Miami. And, you know, what we do, it's, you know, I also like to congratulate my sales team, but the way I think about it is I set this thing up so easily for them to sell that it's like taking candy from a baby.
Oh, my God. I need some more people that need some more candies to be taken now. Now, you move to the mainland. You're doing the Hyde. Tell me a little bit about the Hyde, because that's Midtown. That's pretty interesting, and that's my hood.
Is your hood?
Yeah.
It's a fun hood, and that's what I liked about it. You know, I like the whole Midtown vibe. I like what's going on over there. I think it needed something like what we're doing. We're doing Hyde, which is an SLS brand.
No, it's going to be great.
And yeah, it's going to be the hot spot. Yeah, I mean, where do you go for a drink at night right now?
My house.
Well, okay. So when
I can't wait. I'm driving around. I'm going, where am I going to go? Where's the place for a person like me?
That's it. And when your wife throws you out, you're going to have a place to go where there's going to be nice.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have my beautiful wife. We're going to make a little money. We're going to go to the Hyde. We're going to get one of them condos.
There you go.
Oh, it's going to be absolutely awesome. My wife is just smiling and nodding. She's already counting now. Jim is going to be, we're moving in there. It's opening on when? What floor are we going to be on? Armani. You want the Armani because you went on the beach? Pull down the mic. You could talk, honey. Just go. There you go.
I want the Armani.
You want the Armani. My wife has sand in her shoes.
Right.
Or the Porsche.
And the Porsche? Either one will be okay for you.
Or his penthouse that's on sale.
Oh, yeah. Did she ever close that deal? Whatever happened?
Of course she didn't. You know. At least your wife's not asking for a new husband. You're doing great.
Wait till later. She wants the super luxe version of that, too.
There you go.
Now, what's the buyer profile? I really jokingly said all the rest of the billionaires going to move into the Armani, but the billionaire profile in the Porsche is just ridiculous.
We have a lot of serious people who bought from us at Porsche. I mean, it was it's the kind of building where the cheapest unit starts at $5 million and the most expensive goes up to $33 million. So everybody there is in the same kind of socioeconomic level, and those kind of people want to meet each other and be with each other. And so that's where it was. When you get one, you get 20, you get, you know, 20 more. It's that
easy. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. And you're doing something across the street with the Publix. What's going on with that?
No, we're not doing much at this point.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, wait. Oh, my brain is on frying over here, Now, Gil, we first met. We were doing a I was doing a charity event. You were kind enough to let us use one of your sales centers as a launching pad. We had a great party there, and then we saw each other again on the plane coming back from Los Angeles when Pat Riley famously said into the phone, "All we have to do is give the guy an extension," and we were in a ring, and we all know who he was talking about then.
Right.
So what? Tell me about your travels this summer with the Gumball Rally.
Well, I did the Gumball earlier this month. Actually, June already.
June. It's almost August.
Yeah,
already.
It was a month ago. It was a spectacular trip. We went from we started here in Miami, made it up to Atlanta, then New York, driving the car, and then we shipped the cars to Scotland. From Scotland, we drove from Scotland.
Did you have to wear a skirt while you were doing that?
No. We just had to stay awake and drive.
Okay.
And from Scotland, we went to London, London to Paris, Paris to Barcelona, and Barcelona to Ibiza. It ended in Ibiza, Spain for an amazing final party.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All in 1 week, 3,000 miles.
Oh, my God. Sounds like me.
I recommend it to anybody who wants to have fun in the car.
Well, next time you want to have a co-pilot, just let me know. I'm there for you on that
okay,
one.
Okay, sounds good.
Now, what's the we talked about the profile of your buyer team. We've talked about the Hyde. We talked about the Armani. What's the difference between your mainland product and your beachfront product?
Well, we're really going into different markets, different price points. We want to be able to have the entire gamut of price points going. What I love about the Hyde project is we have units there starting at as low as $350,000.
No way.
Yeah, and they're amazing units.
Honey, stop hocking my head.
Yes. I mean, that would be perfect for you guys. And so I think that the profile...
Armani.
I think the profile of the buyer in Hyde is going to be that South American looking for a place to buy that he can rent out.
The center of party activity. You know, all these people are building on Edgewater. What they miss is that you can't walk into all the activity from Edgewater.
Edgewater is nice, but you walk two blocks the wrong way, you know.
Well, it's a long walk. I mean,
that's
you got
why
unless...
I'm Lux. What? I love Lux.
Lux?
Armani Porsche.
Okay. There you go.
Super Lux is what we call it, honey. He's not Lux. He's Super Lux. Lux. This guy doesn't build the investor box. He builds the palace.
That's right.
That's now, how we do it. Now, Gil, if somebody comes in and they buy one of your units, do they come like, and now I got to use these million-dollar listing terms. Hold it. I got to do a Chris.
You got to get that one on tape.
Yeah, I know, I know, I know. We should take a party like that. But if anybody watches that, if they know Chris, they know I just did that.
Hands up in the air,
and I'm not wearing a tie, obviously, which Chad would be all PO'd at me.
Right.
But I'm also not wearing a tight-fitting suit, nor a dress, for that matter. But enough beating on the people in a billion-dollar listing. Now, some come designer-ready, and some come pre-done. How do yours come?
Well, in Armani specifically, we have a designer ready that the people buy, and then Armani themselves have come together with a furniture package and a finishing package that does flooring, lighting, all the way to doors and all kinds of extra upgrades. And so they will be able to sit down with a representative of Armani and buy a fully furnished package for the unit.
You know, people start to, I remember when we talked about the doorknobs for the Porsche Design Center. You go, the detail is ridiculous. What is the smallest item that you focus on for a detail? What is the most minute detail? What's the smallest detail that you had involvement with?
I mean, I have involvement in every detail.
I know that. That's why I'm asking a trick question.
Details such as where does the drywall end in by the ceiling to allow the shades to go down?
No way.
Yeah, those kind of things. I mean, you have to, where is it? Is it 2 inches away from the door, 5 inches away from the door? Do we put power in the ceiling for automatic shades? I mean, things like, things like the kitchens themselves,
How about hearing the footsteps on top? Do you have a way to mitigate that?
We put in our condominium documents that they have to put a soundproofing. ProFlex 110 is the actual brand of it. We specify the brand because it's soundproofing that goes underneath the marble.
Drives me crazy.
Yeah, so I mean, we were into all the details down to that. And if you have a neighbor who's doing that, they probably didn't put any soundproofing below.
Yeah, that's okay. they probably didn't. Actually, that's okay, though, because we make our... Actually, we don't make any noise. We're pretty good. Only once in a while. How much time, Wonder Woman? 5 minutes, Gil. 5 minutes. So tell me what your plans for the future are.
I got big plans for the future, but if I told everybody, then they already start buying around it. So I can't.
Okay. All right. Well,
no, but the Intracoastal Mall is going to be for us a future project. We got a while to go on that because we have some long-term leases there that we're going to respect and work with. And we also want to take the time to properly do the zoning and get the right product mix in there, get the right units. And we really wanted to create kind of like a Meisner Parkish situation.
Oh, it's going to be gorgeous.
It's going to be fantastic.
That's the best piece of land that's yet to be redeveloped. The entrance to all those fabulous homes in Eastern Shore.
That's right.
It's just awesome. And you'll still, are you going to have the water? You're going to have whatever is a Shooters or whatever the heck is there
we're
now?
We're going to have the waterfront. We're going to have restaurants on the waterfront. Awesome. We just signed a deal with IPIC. So we're going to be putting an IPIC movie theater in there.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it's all happening. It's going to be very
exciting.
It sounds
great. Yeah. You know, I go there for my continuing ed for the mortgage brokerage.
Oh, you did? So they're at Gold Coast School, right?
Yeah, they
renewed with us. Yeah.
Yeah, I go there every once in a while. I've patronized you there a little bit now. And so we've talked. You're going intracoastal. You're going into Central Dade County. Any thoughts about going into any of the other luxury markets in Southeast Florida, Boca or something like that?
I mean, we never say no.
Does Boca.
he did it wrong.
I've been in that unit for the record, and it's a smoking great unit. That 1,000,
really? Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Gorgeous unit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but he didn't sell it.
He didn't sell it. Wow. You know, I understood actually through the grapevine that it sold somewhere in the $6.5-7 million range.
It was a smoking beautiful unit. A smoking beautiful unit.
But Boca's an interesting market. We're looking at projects in Palm Beach. What's going on in Palm Beach right now is kind of exciting. So we'll see. We'll see where we go.
I don't want you. Yeah, I'm actually doing a deal in Northwood right now.
Okay.
Well, we're not going to discuss any more than that. Any more than that about Palm Beach.
I probably know who you're doing it with.
So. Yeah, you probably don't. But we'll talk about that, because if you do, then we really know what you're working on.
Okay.
But one last thing, I want to talk about you know, your philanthropy. You're a big philanthropist. You don't talk about it much here in town, but that's where we met.
Right.
We met on a charitable thing, and you know, want to just thank you for all the charitable stuff that you've done, working with us and being involved and stuff like that here in the community.
It's always a pleasure.
All right. Well, listen, Gil, we got to have you back. You were late. I could see why you were late. Your show, you were probably caught in traffic, the same traffic jam Vivian was in.
Right.
But if people are listening from overseas, how do they get more information on one of your gorgeous developments that you're doing?
You can find out everything we're doing at desert.com, DEZER.com, or you can look at the Porsche Design Tower, PDTower.com. And we have some other stuff, but go to desert.com. It shows you everything.
It's going to be great. And I already know who wants to go to the opening party for what project?
Armani.
All of them.
Porsche. Did it already, but Armani.
Okay.
Not interested in Hyde.
Yes, you are. You're not supposed to say that.
Wait till you see it.
You have no idea what's going to go on there. That thing is going to be the candle on top of the birthday cake, and when they light that, the whole Midtown is going to explode.
It's going to SLS Hotel and David Rockwell designing it.
It's going to be awesome. Have you seen the sales center yet, honey?
Yeah, it's
awesome. It's just breathtaking.
But Armani tops it.
Armani is Armani.
Super Lux.
Yeah, Super Lux. It's
Super
a whole different animal.
Super Lux. Well, listen, I want to thank Gil Deser. We're going to wrap up the show right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start by thanking our guest, Gil Deser.
Thank you. Always
great to come in.
Always great to see
you. Oh, I love you, man. I want to thank our prior guest, Lauren Book. She's protecting our kids. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, winning our ways and in the playoff race. Social Media 305, Brewster Kelp, Publix, the Aztec Group, Berkshire from Center for Real Estate Studies, U Health, but the person, and Shelley Bloom. How can I forget Shelley? But the person I want to thank most of all is you. I want to thank our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, watch for our posts about Lauren and Gil, and retweet them and repost them. It's a great time. We have a great time, great community. You can follow me at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business. I'm on Facebook. My wife is teaching me that. I'm on LinkedIn, YouTube. I got a website. If you missed today's show, we'll be on our website, www.friedonbusiness.com. And this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Oh, I forgot the whole thing. It's my 275th show. High five to me. That's why I had you on, Gil. Hey, remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen, just like my buddy Gil. Wonder Woman, take it away.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. Said I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money. And it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. You
everybody say Jack.